The United Auto Workers Union is taking a big step this week to prepare for upcoming contract talks with automakers. Hundreds of delegates from more than 800 locals are meeting right now with top union leaders at Cobo Center in Detroit. It's the UAW's special convention on collective bargaining. Detroit Free Press reporter Brent Snavely is covering this convention. He joins us now from Cobo. Brent, what have you heard so far?
What we've heard is pretty much what we expected we would hear, but sometimes, you know, just the idea of what you expect and then seeing it live are two different things. So as we expected, really the number one thing on the agenda of many delegates here today is the idea that they would like the leadership of the UAW to push for the elimination of the second-tier wage or the entry-level wage that automakers have. And if not the elimination, some are have a more realistic view that they want to close the gap between the entry-level pay and the legacy wage that the older UAW auto workers make.
And boy, that's understandable. Your piece in Sunday's Free Press really hit me, where you report that FCA's Sergio Marchionne earned more than $38 million last year, and then one day later he got more than $21 million selling stock. And if you're on the line getting paid less than the legacy top tier one worker standing next to you, that really has got to rile you up.
Yeah, and you know, executive compensation in the U.S. and in this world is a huge topic, and those numbers are very much front and center on the minds of a lot of UAW members here today and on the UAW leadership. And in fact, Dennis Williams, the UAW president, he's actually going to speak and deliver a large speech tomorrow, we expect. But he's moderating today, and he did slip in one line today where he said when he thinks about bridging the gap, he doesn't just think about it in terms of bringing entry-level workers up to the higher level of pay. He thinks about it as, you know, in his mind, the disparity among all working people and wealthy CEOs in America.
Which would mean those top-tier legacy workers as well.
Yes.
Is there any talk of a third tier?
You know, I have seen some reports about that. It's been a pretty busy morning here this morning. There is some discussion about that, but the people I've spoken to think that a third tier is a fairly far-fetched idea. The UAW will fight very, very hard against any idea of introducing that.
Of course, at the same time, though, we know the automakers cannot let themselves fall back into the same habits that got them in trouble in the first place, and they have to stay competitive with those German and Japanese automakers that have lower labor costs at their plants. Is there any room for compromise here?
There's always room for compromise in bargaining negotiations, but you're exactly right. I mean, for all of the things that I just said, for all of the desire, you know, for wage increases among UAW members, the management of the automakers is going to argue exactly what you just said. Hey, look, you know, two out of the three went bankrupt in 2008, and four nearly went bankrupt. And healthy, wealthy labor contracts were only one factor that led down that disastrous road, but they were a factor. And so, you know, the automakers will not want to return to those days of irresponsible contracts that led to as much as a $30 gap between the labor costs of the Detroit automakers and their Asian rivals in the U.S. You know, that was just 7 to 10 years ago when the Detroit 3 faced that kind of a very uncompetitive labor cost gap in the U.S. And they will not want to go back to that. And the way to do that can be in one-time bonuses, profit sharing, some things like that, that prevents the automakers from having permanent higher wages that they have to pay in the future.
It sure is a balancing act for President Dennis Williams and his team, knowing that, you know, the rank and file have these expectations, and then knowing labor unions in this country have seen their power weaken and half the states are right to work.
Exactly. And that's, to me, as a reporter, that's what I find fascinating about this whole thing is, you know, I don't think there's right and wrong here. I understand where the UAW is coming from, and I completely understand where the management of the companies are coming from. And where they wind up, probably somewhere in the middle, is always a really fascinating dance to watch how it plays out.
Free Press reporter Brent Snavely checking in from the UAW Special Convention on Collective Bargaining being held right now at Cobo Center. Brent, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.